Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into right field. Landrum picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landrum. Lillis goes all the way around to score. Spangler moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a line drive beyond first. Altman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Spangler scores. Warwick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards short. Hartman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards first. Altman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Hartman moves to second. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan strikes out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warwick strikes out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Astros. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartman hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Hartman reaches second base with a double. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartman moves to third. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Berrigan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Landrum. Larker reaches second base with a double. Warwick moves to third. Al Lowrie now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warwick tags and scores. Larker tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Astros. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Larker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Astros. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Lowrie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowrie hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Lowrie moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowrie moves to third. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowrie scores. Brock moves to third. Landrum moves to second. It's 5-2, Astros. Jim Golden now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. Landrum moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Astros. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Golden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golden bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartman moves to second. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 0 for 2 in the game. Berrigan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Al Larry. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warwick strikes out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Larker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larker moves to second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larker moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hartman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler who is chasing the ball. Landrum reaches third base with a triple. Brock goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Astros. Don McMahon now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to home. Smith drops the ball. Landrum scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 5, Astros, 5. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Williams steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist pinch hits for Carl Warwick. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Spangler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to third. Heist moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 0 for 3 in the game. Berrigan hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Heist who is chasing the ball. Berrigan reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Don Elston. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berrigan scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-4 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Smith and he is out, Hartman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Hal Smith. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Don McMahon. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.